just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
So often we have to drop our little plans and our human maneuvering to look up and realize that He is God, absolutely. Going along in confidence of the flesh, we are stopped by His mighty hand, stopped by tragedy, stopped by loss, stopped by betrayal, and we are made to realize what a small thing is our times, regulated by His great hand. That was written by Gertrude Sanborn, my mother. I quote from her often. I want to tell you that this is my last program. Last time I wasn't sure, but I didn't get to finish what I was talking about, so I'm doing one more, and this is my last program. I will be on sermonaudio.com. You can look that up however you do that. Look for Just for Women. It might be under the Bible for Today section. I don't know. I forgot to check how to do this. Or you can look under BibleForToday.org, our website, BibleForToday.org, and look up Just for Women. And I'm told now it's under resources. I guess I'm a great resource person. I didn't know I was. But that's where our webmaster has put me, under resources. Just for Women. And just look for me. And you, of course, you can always write me at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. And I encourage you to get my daily Bible blessings book. It's a reading for every day. And they're not, some of them are smaller than others, but they're not just little ditties. They're things that have come from my heart. And they're also writings that from my own life that these verses have brought out in me. So you can call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and give us your credit card for a gift of $20 plus $8 postage. I'm sorry, I just can't give it away. I should step out in faith and give it away, but I have to pay for everything. That's another reason that I'm quitting these programs. I hate to use the word quit, but that's, I'm stopping them. Maybe I'll come back sometime. Because I pay for these. All these 12 and a half years, I paid for all this from my own money. And, you know, times now are a little more difficult. And I decided maybe God would have me use my money in a different way. And I'm to be truthful, I don't have as much money as I used to have because of the financial problems we have in this country. And so anyhow, I was going to do something else, but I've forgotten it completely. I'm going to sing a song. We're reading about 1 Peter. We're doing about 1 Peter in the passage 5 from 5. Be up through a few verses here. And we've gotten up to that He may humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and He may exalt you in due time. And I was talking about sometimes that due time is later. I started telling you how my mother took care of my sister Beverly all my Beverly's life, and all until my mother died. Beverly died at 65. She lived about 10 years after my mother died. And my mother prayed for someone to take care of Beverly. My father saved money to care for her financially, but not for the, that was the easy part, the paying, when you think of it. But the person to do it, and then God provided caregivers. After my mother died, her prayers were answered. And so she rested in God, realizing that He was going to answer in due time her prayers. My sister Audrey, who died when she was 20, wrote this beautiful, I'm looking for, I had something here about her. I don't know where that went to either. I'm discombobulated, sorry. I'm going to sing it for you. She wrote this back in, she died in 1952 from Hodgkin's disease at age 20. Since I learned to love and trust the Savior, Learned to cast on him my every care. Followed when he led in deepest waters. I have learned to live with God in prayer. He has now become so very precious. He has now become so very dear. And I feel I know him better since I have learned to trust him here. Pressing care and weakness may possess me. Pain and languor hold me in their sway. Strange it is, though this may be my portion, I have learned I can rejoice today. He has now become so very precious. He has now become so very dear. And I feel I know him better since I have learned to trust him here. Patiently he speaks and says he loves me. Slowly I responded to his word. Now it matter not, just that he leads me. For I've learned to wait and trust the Lord. He has now become so very precious. He has now become so very dear. And I feel I know him better since I have learned to trust him here. I must not fear, my sister wrote, for my Lord is near, and he never slumbers or sleeps. He hears my cry, though I wonder why, and my soul in his care he keeps. Sad thoughts will cease as he gives me peace. His grace is sufficient for me. He saved my soul. He can make me whole. Compassionate Savior is he. Dark hours are long, but I sing a song, for he gives me songs in the night. Though time goes slow, he loves me, I know, and someday he'll make all things right. I am kept within God's care. There I find contentment. I am one of his own. He cares for me. He cares for me. When I sing that song and when I talk to you, it makes me feel very sad that I'm leaving you. But I do feel it's God's will for me to stop. Maybe if a whole flood of you would write and tell me no and help me, encourage me to pay for this. And paying for it really isn't the main reason I'm quitting. I just feel that it's time for me to go. I don't want to be giving programs when I'm mumbling along and getting things all mixed up like I sometimes do in real life. Now let's go back here to our verse. There's a couple more things. I hope I have time. Remember, if you want my book, my daily devotional book, just call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and tell them you want the Mrs. Blessing book. And it's for a gift of $20. That's a special price, plus $8 shipping. And then they will send it to you. Now, let's see. Be sober. Be vigilant. Well, before that, I want to do this. Verse 7 of 1 Peter 5. This is my verse. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting all your care upon him. That's on Jesus, for he careth for you. And God, and cast our cares in our heavenly shepherd, the one who asks us to be humble and who will keep us in his hand. My husband told me one time this casting means throw, like you would throw a ball. Just throw. just throw it, casting. And I look here, 1D is putting all your care, throwing all your care. I like the throwing. When you throw a ball, I'm not a great ball, you throw it and you don't have it anymore. There are some balls that have a string and it comes popping right back. But this, you cast it on Jesus. And why? Because he's the catcher of our cares. He's the catcher, the almighty catcher, and he will catch it. And this is why I say at the end of my programs, I'm under God's care. Are you? Because I have tried, and I don't always manage, I try to cast my care on him, for he cares for me. But I must be sober. I must be vigilant, because there's an enemy. There's an adversary. My adversary, your adversary, the devil, he's roaming around like a lion, waiting to pounce upon you, waiting to pounce upon us, to seek us, that he can devour us. And we will drown in our cares. And sometimes we have real cares. I know that. Whom resist in the faith, you resist this roaring lion, the devil in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Other Christians have cares. Other Christians have victory. But the God of all grace, this is verse 10 of 1 Peter 5:10, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ, after that you have suffered a while, and we do, make you perfect, established, strengthened, and settled. He'll settle you. He puts you on a good base. He will establish us how we should be established. He will make us steadfast and firm and stable. Oh, what a wonderful God. I don't know if I have time to read this, but I'm going to try. It's a letter that I wrote in June of 1953 about my sister. She was going to be 21, but she was in heaven at 20. I imagine it's the beginning of a very series of happy days for her. For Audrey has been in the very presence of the Lord Jesus since the end of November. Her name was Audrey Sanborn. This is why I'm constrained to tell you about her and her poems and her music. For 2.5 years, Audrey knew she had the dreaded Hodgkin's disease, cancer of the lymph glands, the very same cancer my husband had, but he was cured from it, for which there was no cure at that time. Yet knowing, and the cancer doctors says people still die of Hodgkin's. Yet knowing her days were numbered unless God chose to heal her, Audrey's faith and trust grew more and more in her Heavenly Father, who doeth all things well. At the knowledge of such news, some people become bitter and morose, but not Audrey. Her life really changed, and she became sweeter and more Christ-like as her suffering grew, and they did grow. You could always find a smile on her face until she became too weak to smile. You were always made to laugh and feel at home in her presence until she was too weak to entertain. So I must go now, but I sang some of her songs for you. You know, he has now become so very precious. He has now become so very dear. And I feel I know Jesus better because I've learned to trust him here. Girls, have you trusted him? Are you under God's care?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
Goodbye, girls. I'm going to miss you. Look for me at BibleForToday.org. I'm under God's care.